The mayor joins us this morning to tell us about things that are going on in the city of College Station. Actually, we're going to ask her first, though. Workshop coming up. You're going to discuss things that are going on as far as Kyle Field is concerned.
Yes.
So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to have an overview of the project from A&M officials. Many of us have seen the pictures of the renovated Kyle Field. This presentation will ensure that our council and residents know exactly what's going on. We don't plan to get into specifics of upcoming agreements and stuff, but there may be some questions about them.
Sure. Do we know when that is going to happen? When does some specificity, do you think, start taking place? So that, because obviously people would like to know, as I'm sure council would too, but we'd kind of like to know how this thing is going to take shape and certainly what the agreement might be. Do you have a timeline for that?
No, I think it'll kick in once the agreement is started and probably at least a year.
Okay, all right. Now, also, we talked, I think you got a presentation on new parks fees. They're going to be changing. As one member of council, how do you feel they line up? Any of them too high, too low? What are your thoughts there?
I think they look pretty good. It's a user fee determining, resident and non-resident status, and non-residents are going to pay more. I think, they're still staying in line. Parks and Rec Advisory Committee agreed on these things. All fees would stay steady except for cemetery fees, which would go up slightly.
Now, I'll turn that on. Now, R.B. Alley's announced his retirement. Your thoughts there? And then also, because you don't have a city manager, tell me how that process might be different.
Well, Chief Al is going to retire on June 28th, and he's going to be tough to replace. He spent 40 years of his life as a firefighter, including the eight last years here, and he was named Fire Chief of the Year for the state. So Interim City Manager Kathy Merrill is working on a transition plan to address the fire department's interim needs as well as the long-term needs. Beyond that, it's just too early to speculate.
Sure. You're also taking some action on easement around the plaza, so I guess that tells me, and they have started drilling holes and getting ready to go over there. They've gotten busy, but does that signal that that entire area is about ready to get developed now?
Well, the first phases of that development are still scheduled to open in 2014. We're simply addressing old easements as new plans and infrastructure evolves, and that's part of our regular agenda on Thursday.
Sure. One of the other things that you do as mayor is that you take part in different ceremonies that take place, and I think you had the opportunity to dedicate a bench not too long ago.
I did, and it was really nice. We dedicated a bench in the Butterfly Pavilion area of Lick Creek Park for Christopher Northcliffe, gentleman who died in the shooting. And he was a master gardener, and the master gardener group turned out, with along with family and friends. There must have been about 75 people there.
Oh, boy.
It's really nice.
Yeah, that's it. Anything on your radar screen for us this morning?
Well, we're still seeking memorabilia and other pieces of our history as we observe College Station's 75th anniversary.
Yeah.
So, and we're working on an exhibit at George Bush Library. So if you have any old pictures or memorabilia, please let us know. We have the historic online preservation tool that we can scan and get the material right back to you.
Yeah.
And if anybody is wanting to volunteer for that, you can join them on Facebook, facebook.com/CSTX75.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. That ought to be a good time. And once again, now you can go to City Hall today and tell them stories about prairie dogs, right?
I can.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.